This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Are you caring for an aging parent? Are you searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources, helping you become the best caregiver you can be. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker.
Welcome, everyone, to Senior Care Live. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting. I want to thank you for joining me here today. I really appreciate it. I considered creating Senior Care Live many, many, many years ago, and I actually started the program. We're coming up on our three-year anniversary, so look forward to a special edition here in the month of July. I can't wait for that. But I created Senior Care Live to be a safe place to get accurate, reliable information that can really and truly help you when you're caring for your elderly loved ones. You may be caring for your mom, your dad, your spouse. You may be caring for your grandparents, just like I did. It could be any elderly loved one. And if so, this is the best place for you to get great, great information that can really, really help you. Also, I have excellent service providers on this program, the absolute best in their industry, sharing their knowledge and expertise with you and I. And I'd just like to thank all of them for their significant contribution to this program. If you have a question about Senior Care Live or how we might be able to help you and your family, here's our toll-free number, 1-800-331-6445. That's 1-800-331-6445. And don't forget to check out the website, Senior Care Live, L-I-V-E, seniorcarelive.com. If you visit on online, go ahead and like us on Facebook. Check us out on Twitter. Sign up for a free e-newsletter. And check out our upcoming free educational events. And I'm going to talk about one of those here in just a second. And if you do want to learn more about my firm, Senior Care Consulting, just go online. That's Senior Care Consulting. That's with an ING, seniorcareconsulting.com. This is where we can help you find the right senior care community for your elderly loved one. And it could be independent living, assisted living, a nursing home, or Alzheimer's dementia care. And look, let me just emphasize this. I do this all the time. I'm going to do it again. We do not receive compensation from any care providers. Our clients love that. They won't have anything to do with these free referral services that get thousands of dollars in kickbacks from the limited number of places that they quote unquote recommend. Oh, we recommend this place for you. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Just kind of forgetting to mention they're getting $6,000 to get you in the door. I won't have anything to do with it. I don't believe in that, folks. My firm works directly for you and your family. Our business model, it's real simple. It's a flat fee for service model. And let me say, at the highest level of engagement, there are three levels of engagement. At the highest level, engagement is way less than a one-month stay in an assisted living facility or a nursing home. It's very reasonable. Our clients say it's the best money they've ever spent. So, if home is no longer an option and you need expert guidance to find the right senior care community, give us a call. We offer a free consultation, 913-945-2800. We serve families throughout the entire Kansas City and surrounding area, 913-945-2800. All right, so don't forget, we have an upcoming free educational event. It's coming right up Tuesday, May the 24th. This one's at the Gamber Center in Lee Summit, Missouri. It's called The Truth About Long-Term Care. It's going to run from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. Again, it's at the Gamber Center in Lee Summit, Missouri. It's free of charge. The seating is limited. There are so many seats, and then we cut this off. So you can make a phone call to register by phone at 913-829-7555. Again, register by phone for The Truth About Long-Term Care, a free educational event coming up Tuesday, May the 24th. So coming right up just in a few days. Register by phone, 913-829-7555. Or you can go online at, and this is real simple, ltctruth.com. ltctruth.com. You can register online, and it literally takes about 30 seconds to do that. Also, last week I talked about how the nursing home ratings, this Medicare.gov nursing home compare, 1 to 5 star rating system. And although, look, it's good information, it's a heck of a lot better than what we used to have, which was almost nothing. All right. But there are some major, in my opinion, some major glaring flaws in the calculation. And it doesn't tell the whole story. And I talked about how a 1 star facility can overnight just boom, pop up to a 3 star facility. And if they continue with one more good survey, and a couple other good things going their way, they could go click right up to a 5 star, not survey, but 5 star facility. So it could go the other way. I have seen numerous examples of a nursing home that's cruising along, looks fantastic. You see 4 or 5 stars. Ooh, boy, I want to go check that one out. And guess what? They've had some recent major issues that should be at about a 1 star. It just, the rating has not caught up with them. The latest issues or a complaint survey with a J level deficiency, whatever it is, and now they're on a denial of payment and an admissions ban, and all of a sudden the whole thing is just crumbling, but yet artificially hanging out online for your eyes to see at a 4 or 5 star when they're really actually operating at a 1 or a 2 star. So you have to know what you're doing, and don't ever depend on the 1 to 5 stars as your only indicator. You have to do your homework, and that's what we do as Senior Care Consulting literally every single day of the week. We help families through that. We help them find the right place, and that's only one small piece of the pie, because it's a complex formula and a lot of things you have to look at. So I mentioned last week it's Nursing Home Month, and so in the theme of Nursing Home Month, you can't talk about nursing homes without discussing how do you pay for the nursing home level of care. It is the highest level of care when you consider the three main levels, independent living, assisted living, kind of in a wide area in the center, and then the nursing home level of care, or the healthcare community, whatever you want to call it. I call it a nursing home because that's what most people recognize it as. And we're talking a semi-private bed in our area, which means you have a roommate in a bedroom, basically, in a nursing home. So you have a roommate, semi-private. You're looking at $6,000 to $6,500 a month. Very, very expensive. For a private room in our area, you're looking at $7,500 to maybe about $10,000 a month for a small private room in a nursing home. And that is right down the middle. I priced one out the other day at over $13,000 for 1 month. So don't wreck your cars when I'm talking about these high prices. It's breathtaking. So if you don't own long-term care insurance and you're seeing these prices and you're like, wow, I don't think I'll be able to afford that, maybe we need to look into long-term care insurance. Come out and see us at The Truth About Long-Term Care. Seriously, I'll be there. My friend Steve Johnson, he's a long-term care insurance expert. We're going to go through all of this in a very educational approach, 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. over at the Gamber Center on Tuesday. So seriously, if this is ringing the bell for you, need to come out and check that out. So if this is for your parents and they're unable to pay for the high cost of care, then you have to depend on Medicaid to pay for your care. So I've talked about it quite a bit before. I'll talk about it again since it is National Nursing Home Month. Medicaid, I like to call Medicaid that safety net that says if you outlive your assets and you need care in a nursing home, then there's your safety net. We've got you. We will pay for your care at a nursing home. Or if you just don't have any money left, And I guess that's about the same as outliving your assets. Or maybe you have some money, but it's just not affordable for a very long period of time. There are all sorts of examples here. I work with clients every single day to help them unravel this complex calculation of what can we afford? When do we project that we're going to run out of money? What does that look like? And I have all kinds of people, I mean, lots and lots of people out there making bad decisions because they will go to a private pay only nursing home and 6 months later, 12 months later, they have to move their elderly parent or grandparent or spouse or loved one from the nursing home because now they need Medicaid and they're completely out of money. And it's not an ideal situation. It's not what most people want to do. So you have to plan for the financial part of this very complex equation. And so basically, and I'm going to continue this into the next segment, but basically you have exempt assets and you have countable assets. And the exempt assets, the big one is your house is exempt, all the stuff in your house, in a vehicle. There are some other things. Those are the big ones. And then your countable assets are really your liquid assets. This is a liquid asset test. And so you're checking money market, savings, mutual funds, CDs, investments, etc. You spend that money down to $2,000 in the state of Kansas, $999 in the state of Missouri, and you qualify. And with that, I am going to continue the discussion about Medicaid after the break. But first, the Senior Care Live question of the week, and it's related to all of this. When applying for Medicaid, a prepaid funeral plan is considered an exempt asset. Is that statement true or false? When applying for Medicaid, a prepaid funeral plan is considered an exempt asset. Is that statement true or false? The answer right after the break. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about the program and how we can help you and your family, call our toll-free number, 1-800-331-6445. That's 1-800-331-6445. And don't forget, you can always stream this program to any electronic device. It's super simple. You do not need an application. It is so simple. It is incredible. Go to SeniorCareLive.com. Click on the large, conspicuous Listen Live button. You just click it. It'll stream right to your phone, your tablet, your whatever you've got. It'll stream right there to you. It's literally that simple. No downloads, no apps required. Super, super simple. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. When applying for Medicaid, a prepaid funeral plan is considered an exempt asset. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is true. The answer is true. So when you're going to apply for Medicaid, your house is exempt. Your car is exempt. All the stuff in your house is exempt, and a prepaid funeral plan is considered an exempt asset. So they're sitting off to the side, and then this gets complex. So there are lots of other ifs and whens and thens and all of that kind of stuff. But in general, the rest of your assets, your liquid assets, checking, savings, money market, mutual fund, CDs, etc., are countable. And so if they're worth X dollars, here's a really, really smart business move. Okay. Let's say I'm going to just make up some numbers here. You have $50,000 in combined liquid assets that have to be spent on care and other things for the person needing the care. And then once you get down to $2,000 in Kansas, $999 in Missouri, boom, you're qualified for Medicaid. So why not take, $8,000 or $10,000 out of that 50 and buy a prepaid funeral plan? Why wouldn't you do that? Because then what you've done is you've taken a countable asset and you've converted it to an exempt asset. Now here's what happens if you don't do that. Your loved one spends all of their money. They have virtually nothing left. They're in a nursing home and on Medicaid. And then at some point they pass away. And then if they don't have a prepaid funeral plan, they don't have any money to pay for it. Guess who's paying for it? You are. Okay. At $8,000 or $10,000 or $12,000. So it makes good financial sense to buy a prepaid funeral plan with the remaining liquid assets before you qualify for Medicaid. All right, so we've got the countable and the exempt. We spend it down, and then what happens is then you fill out this pretty complicated Medicaid application. You send it in. The nursing home will typically help you. If there's any complexity to it whatsoever, I strongly recommend contacting an elder law attorney for professional assistance on that to make sure it's done properly. If there is a division of assets, which means you have a couple and you have one spouse able to live independently at home, the other spouse is not doing well and needs care in a nursing home, you can divide those liquid assets and protect half for the at-home spouse, the spouse who can still live at home independently. Okay, if you have business property, if you live in Missouri with a large if the community spouse, this gets complicated, if the community spouse lives in Missouri and they have a large IRA, 401k retirement savings, they're going to have to cut that in half in Missouri. In Kansas, you don't. The whole thing is exempt. So I've worked with lots of Missouri couples. We've found a Kansas nursing home. The Kansas rules apply, and it saves the at-home community spouse a huge sum of money many times to do that. It's just a strategy. Also, if you have rental properties or business properties, Kansas is a little more friendly with that as far as exempting that than the Missouri side. So it's nothing against Missouri. The rules are different. A working farm is exempt on both sides. So if we're getting into any complexities whatsoever, do not do this on your own. Seek the advice of an experienced elder law attorney to help you do that. All right. So we're not going to get too much into the division of assets today. One of these days, I'll spend the entire program really getting into the weeds and getting into the details of all of this with an elder law attorney. They can just kind of walk us through all this. Okay. And then you have what's called a 5-year look back. I just explained this to 3 clients this last week because this always comes up. Well, so can you give your money away? Well, yeah, you can, but it could result in a Medicaid penalty and you don't want anything to do with it. Trust me on that. But what happens is the state looks back 5 years and they're looking to see if any gifts were made. And if any, and it doesn't have to be you handed someone money for something. A gift could be giving an asset away that has a fair market value, selling a house for under fair market value, and then the difference would be considered a gift. They're selling any asset under its fair market value, that difference of the discount is considered a gift. So they look back 5 years. If you gave it all away and you did some excellent proactive planning 6 or 7 years ago, then you have nothing to worry about. If you didn't do that, it's okay. It can still be handled. But trust me, folks, you need to contact a qualified, experienced elder law attorney on that. So during this National Nursing Home Month, and again, congratulations to all of the good folks, and thank you so much for caring for our elderly loved ones. And again, you can't talk about National Nursing Home Month without also talking about Medicaid. If you have questions about that, when I sit down with my clients, we have a thorough discussion on Medicaid and how you qualify for it and what applies and what doesn't, along with all of the other consulting and planning that I do when helping families find the right assisted living facility, nursing home, or Alzheimer's dementia care. If you have a question on that, 913-945-2800, 913-945-2800, or seniorcareconsulting.com. All right, I'm going to shift gears here, and we're going to talk to my special guest today, my buddy Ryan Gamble with the Gamble Team. And Ryan, welcome back to Senior Care Live.
Thanks for having me back, Steve.
All right. So we're going to talk a whole bunch about real estate and why it's important to have a qualified realtor such as yourself and your wife, Tanya. But hey, how's everything going?
Really good. This has really been a very unique year in real estate and quite advantageous for, really, frankly, somebody that is ready to liquidate a house, particularly $300,000 or less.
Mm-hmm.
If you're sitting on a vacant house, maybe it's your a family member's home, now's the time to sell it. We're at a peak demand. This is the best market it's been in quite a number of years, and I think we're hitting a high milestone, if you will, on values this year. If you got any questions, feel free to give me a call.
That's right. So you own a tangible asset. It has increased in value. It's peaking out and homes are selling quick. And you want a qualified, experienced realtor to work with you. Call Ryan Gamble at 913-220-0818. And Ryan and I will discuss a lot more about real estate in the senior market right after the break. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about the program and how we can help you and your family, call our toll-free number, 1-800-331-6445. Again, that's 1-800-331-6445. And if you ever miss an episode of Senior Care Live and you want to go back and check it out or just listen to it again after the fact, and this happens all the time. Hundreds of people do this every month. It's super simple. Go to seniorcarelive.com, click on the podcast tab, and then you can listen to any of the previously aired episodes. You just click the little button on the little radio player sitting there on your webpage, and it'll fire right up. So again, super simple, and feel free to do that at any time. All right, back to my special guest today, Mr. Ryan Gamble. And Ryan, Tanya's not here, so it's just boys' day out today.
Guys' day.
That's
yes.
Right. That's right. All right. So, hey, Tanya, if you're listening, we miss you. But she's out there working with clients and selling homes, and everybody loves to work with Tanya. And I know they love to work with you, too. I know that firsthand because one of my clients, they hired you and Tanya and just ranted and raved about the excellent service that you provided.
Well, I do have to admit, Tanya is the better half in this duo.
How'd you pull that off, by the way? I think you got the better end of that deal.
I'm very very proud to be working with my wife. She's been in the industry for well over 20 years, and you know I'm now at the 10 year mark.
Yeah.
And really enjoy this business and helping others with transitions.
Excellent, excellent. And I know that you and Tanya have both gone through this as far as the transition of, you know, what do we do with the house? You know, what's the next step? I mean, the transaction and the transition of working with someone to sell their home and what's next, working with a senior versus, you know, selling my house, they're two very, very different transactions.
Well, they are. You know, a traditional transaction is really just focused around the home itself. And when there is a transaction and involves a senior or somebody who is downsizing, there's a lot more to take into consideration. And so the specialized training that Tanya and I have taken and received certifications on helps us deal with all the additional activities that are involved in the transition. And I'll kind of talk through. There's really five steps, and I'll talk a little bit about the steps, and we'll get in a little more detail, and then maybe how my role and Tanya's role will be helpful during this process.
Absolutely. And before we get into that, I'm looking forward to hearing about that. I did receive an email from a listener, and they were asking me about, you know, we're thinking about it. You know, we've heard about a couple of realtors. So aren't they all the same? I mean, don't they do the same? And that, I think it's a fair question, but let me answer that, Ryan, if I could. Just like all doctors are not the same. All financial advisors are not the same. Not all realtors are the same. It's nothing against a new realtor, but I don't want someone learning on me. I want someone with experience, a proven track record, a high producer getting things done. Guess what? Ryan and Tanya Gamble, they are high producers. They get things done, and they're great, great on their service and their follow-up. Here are another couple of things that why I think it's very, very important to work with the Gamble team, Ryan and Tanya Gamble. Guess what? They are trained by Harvard in the art of negotiations. Okay, so guess what? I want them on my team. When I sell my house, I will be calling them. I want them negotiate. I don't want them on the other side of the table. I want them representing me. So they didn't go to Jim Bob, Billy Bob School of Negotiations. Okay, they went to Harvard to learn how to negotiate for you to sell your house to get the most for it. Okay. They have a rare designation. It's called a certified senior housing professional. It's a certification. It's a designation. Only 150 realtors in all of North America have this certification. Ryan, 150 out of you know, the United States and Canada, and you and Tanya are two of them. That's a big deal. That's a big deal. These are some of the reasons why people should call Ryan and Tanya Gamble.
Well, you know, my wife and I obviously believe in having the highest skill set that we can possibly have, and have sought the education. We really took the certification because of our own personal experiences with our parents, and not really quite understanding what we didn't know. And there is a lot about a senior transitioning that occurs. There's functional tasks that need to be done. There's a tremendous amount of emotion and family dynamics involved. And so we've been specially trained in that. We have a passion and are willing to spend the time that it takes to help a senior transition. And let's talk a little bit about, mm-hmm. What's involved in the transition. Well, there are five steps. The first step is really creating a plan on where the senior wants to go. Okay. And hopefully our listeners have picked up on the fact that pre-planning is probably the most important aspect of this. You remain much more in control with the planning and having made decisions in advance before something happens. That's important and critical. Steve, that's really where your expertise is in helping assess and helping the individuals assess their options and selecting where they want to go.
I just had that conversation this past week with a couple and two of their sons. And the sons didn't want to see him move, but guess what? She's a 30-year director of nursing in the nursing home business. And she knows what could happen. And at their age, she said, I don't want to get caught off guard. I would rather be proactive. So she's being very, very smart about this.
Yeah. And it's important because if you end up in a crisis situation, you don't have a lot of choices. You end up someplace that you may not have selected. More likely that you would not have selected.
That's right. And the choice is made for you. Well, so while I'd rather have control over my choice rather than the choice being made for me.
You know, so for the seniors that are listening today, some pre-planning would be helpful. And that way you remain in control through the process. You know where what's going to happen should you need to implement the plan.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the second step, and this is, these are all, we're all considering here, this is non-emergency health impacted, forcing a move. Actually spending some time communicating with your family and friends about the decisions that you're making. And this doesn't mean that you're asking their permission or even granting them the opportunity to provide their opinions.
Yeah.
And I'm sure, that you'll hear a few, but yeah. Here's the thing. Really, it's just communicating with family, letting people know. The family may have some insights that are helpful. You will find the family being supportive. In many cases, though, there aren't any family around to be supportive.
Mm-hmm.
That's a benefit of where we come in as well. We can help fill some of those voids and bring in other professionals that can fill all the voids. So that's an important step. Number three is surrounding yourself with the right people to help you to get where you want to go. So you want to hire professionals, and there are quite a few professionals more than likely that will be involved in a transition or downsizing. And you want to hire the best people. You want to also hire people that are skilled and sensitive to the challenges of a transition like this. So even from a mover or an estate sale individual, you want to make sure you're getting the right folks. Those are resources that we have a list of people that you certainly could interact with, or your family could interact with them. You guys, you're the decision maker, but you may not and probably don't have a list of all the people you're going to need when it comes time to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So those are things we help with. So surround yourself with people who understand your circumstances, understand your challenges, and can accomplish what you're trying to achieve, and do that at the highest ethical standards.
And okay, so that's tough because guess what? There are a lot of people out there that are just out for the sale, and they don't necessarily and they don't go to the extent that you and Tanya go.
Well, that may be so. I think there's if we're selling, if it's a house, okay, there are factors involved when you're selling a home that has been lived in for a long time. There may be some maintenance considerations. Well, we're very comfortable selling homes as is and have sold many, many, many homes as is.
Mm-hmm.
We're also conscientious and capable of making recommendations that would actually improve the amount of money you walk away with. Doesn't mean you have to, but we're knowledgeable and capable in doing that. We're also able to bring in resources that you may need throughout the process and ensure that what you're trying to get done on your own timeline, on your timeline, gets done. One of the things that is really daunting for family members and for the senior is dealing with a house full of possessions.
Oh, that's one of the worst parts of this.
Well, it's the one that seems to be a bit scary, because there's so much sometimes that needs to be done. But I'm going to just talk in the next segment about a couple ways to approach this.
Mm-hmm.
If your family's going to do it themselves, or if you're going to bring in resources to help you, there are some ways to go about this that'll make it easy.
All right, so in the next segment, we're going to learn a lot more from Ryan Gamble. The Gamble team got thegambleteam.com, 913-220-0818. More right after the break. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about the program, how we can help you and your family, call our toll-free number, 1-800-331-6445. Again, that's 1-800-331-6445. We're getting a lot of calls on the 800 number, so if we can help out, give us a ring. And if you need to sell your home, seriously, run, don't walk to your phone and call Ryan Gamble now, 913-220-0818. If you're working with an elderly loved one, you're sitting on a house, oh my gosh, what do we do? It's really easy to be kind of frozen in fear, or just being overwhelmed and you freeze and you end up doing nothing. That actually makes it a lot worse. Ryan and Tanya can help you through the whole transition, there are a lot of pieces to that. And Ryan's going to talk to us about what do you do with all the stuff in your house, and how do you know what to take and what to give and what to donate and what to sell? We're going to talk about that in a second. But if you need a realtor, Harvard trained in negotiations and certified senior housing professionals, call Ryan Gamble immediately, 913-220-0818. And he'll come out. He and Tanya will visit with you, provide a consultation. You will love them. Call them now.
Yeah, thanks for the kind words, Steve. And of course, there's no obligation to have us come out.
Yeah.
And it's all at no cost as well. I wanted to kind of touch on a couple of things. I wanted to recap what we talked about in the prior segment.
Yep.
Step one is create a plan that fits your needs and lifestyle, on where you want to go. Step two is communicate with your family and friends with recognizing that you're not asking for permission, you're making a decision and you're letting them know. Number three is surround yourself with highly qualified professionals. Number four is dealing with a house full of possessions, and that one can be very overwhelming. I think step one and step four are extremely difficult, figuring out where to go and then what to do with everything.
Yep.
And step three, which is surrounding yourself with qualified professionals, well, one resource to go to would be Senior Care Live to find some of those resources.
Yes.
Step five, celebrate the move and your new lifestyle. And I've been in many communities with seniors that have gone through this process. They're having a pretty good time.
It's a little bit of an adjustment, but once you settle in, almost every single, I would say 95%+ of the time, it's a very, very positive situation, a positive move. And I have you heard this? I wish we would have done this years ago. How many times have you heard that?
I hear that a lot. And I also hear, I wish I'd have known that after what we went through, that there was someone out there that could have helped pave the way.
Yeah.
Cut back the brush.
Yeah.
Create the path to get there.
Yeah.
And that's what we do. And our business is selling homes. That's where we make a living.
Mm-hmm.
But we're sensitive to the family dynamics, the senior challenges, the logistics, all the emotion wrapped up into it. And we have been able to move very quickly to help people accomplish what they want.
And I think what's even just as important, frankly, as the education and the Harvard trained in negotiations and the certified senior housing professionals, I think just as important, maybe even more, is you have personal, family experience, both you and Tanya in this, and you kind of had to learn this through the road of hard knocks, so to speak. You had to figure it out. And now this has turned into a passion, and you've blended helping families and seniors with your profession. And what a fantastic combination that is.
Well, when Tanya and I decided to participate in your program, really, frankly, our number one reason for doing so was if we could influence a handful of people to do some pre-planning and not be in a rush because of an incident that occurs that requires, that eliminates really the possibility of being in control of what happens. And that's really the whole goal here. Of course, we want to help people as well, and we are in business. We're certainly not hiding that fact, but there's a lot that needs to be taken into consideration. Now, I'm going to cover a few items here on, you know, how do I deal with the possessions in the home? What do I do? Where do I start? So these are things that Tanya and I are equipped to communicate with your family, with you. We also have a downsizing guide that 50 pages. It has all types of information, and our expertise comes along with that as well.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you consider all your belongings, and maybe this is something you're doing yourself or doing in combination with family or even doing it in combination with a resource that specializes in helping seniors in these types of specific sortings. But you look at things in categories. You consider necessities. Those are furniture, toiletries, eating utensils, clothes. That's an important category to work on, and one of the first ones that you're going to consider looking at. Family heirlooms are also extremely important. That could be jewelry or furniture or china. You know, anything that you want other people to inherit. Then there's a lot of sentimental items and keepsakes. You know, photography, photos of the family, experiences in life, souvenirs, you know, some gifts that you got. Then you kind of roll into other items. Those are the first three to focus on. You begin with those categories, the family heirlooms, the sentimental items and such. And you figure out, you know, which of those items you're going to take. And there's probably one of the easy ways is to use different colored Post-its. But you focus in on these three main categories.
Mm-hmm.
Then you got the disposables that have no sentimental value and aren't necessary for the new location. There's charitable contributions, things that you might want to donate. There are other valuables that you wish to sell. And there pretty much everything is saleable. There will be very, very few items that actually are trash that get disposed of in your home. The rest probably have pretty much a good, you know, some value. You might as well take all that you can out of the possessions. If you are downsizing, you're not going to keep everything. You certainly want to get the return on those items the best you can. And those are all the things that we're kind of there, let's just say, as advisors to help you through the process and support your needs. As we have future shows, we'll get into some of these other areas mm-hmm. and talk in more detail. But I will give away 5 of my downsizing guides. If you call me today, the first 5 people, call me at 913-220-0818. That's 220-0818. First 5 people, leave your name and number, and I will send out a guide for you.
Downsizing made easy. This has a value of $24.95, free for the next 5 callers. Call Ryan Gamble, 913-220-0818. Ryan and Tanya Gamble, Keller Williams Realty Partners, 913-220-0818. Call the next 5 callers. Get a free copy of this awesome guide, Downsizing Made Easy. Ryan, thanks so much for being here today. Really appreciate it.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Steve.
All right. And to everyone listening, I am so honored that you spent part of your day listening to this program. Thank you very, very much. I'm your host, Steve Keeker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. I'll see you next week right here on Senior Care Live.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now, I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.